بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين دين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-e-Kiram, most respected brothers and our sisters listening over receivers. As I stated just a little before, or just after the Taraweeh Salat, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us enough time to make preparation for these 10 nights. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who didn't require any kind of preparation. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, did he require any kind of preparation? But look at how he used to exert himself in this month of Ramadan, and especially the last 10. To show that there is something in these 10 nights. People always say that times have changed, where can we really get that barakat, that rahmat? See, let's get out of the bag, put those fans to this one. They say, where can we get that same rahmat and barakat in the Ramadans that are coming now, as the people in the past got? So there is no doubt that those who were close to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was a time of a lot of barakat. There was a lot of barakat in that time. Khairul qurun qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. In other words, the best time, the best generation, the best people, the best everything was at that time, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was amongst the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Thereafter, the time of the Tabi'in, then the time of the Taba Tabi'in. There was one person very pious, very holy, very great in taqwa. His name was Hakim Tirmizi, Rahmatullah Ali. When he was a young person, at that time, some woman tried to seduce him. The story that we read of Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, it is not a Layla Majnu story. It is there to give us some important lessons. It is there so that we may also develop that kind of taqwa. That when Zulaykha tried to seduce him, he didn't remain seated there. He didn't just say, well, I will sit here in the palace and make dua. He ran for the doors. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with his fazal and with his kindness, he got the doors or the locks opened. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam retained his piety, his chastity, his taqwa. So here also this person, Hakim Tirmizi, when he was a young person, why I'm stating this, there's so much of youth here, and these days it is the other way around. There are so many women folk or girls that are trying to seduce the young boys. So at such a time, what do they do? So Hakim Tirmizi Rahmatullah Ali, when he was young, very handsome person, so he was not interested in the kind of invitation that she was giving towards evil. So he ran away from there. One day while she was in his garden, the same woman again of ill repute, she rushed into the garden and closed the gate and said, now I will see what do you do. Now it was his garden. But he climbed the wall and he jumped from the wall. He hurt himself, he got injured, but he jumped. So this woman thought that this person, something is wrong with him. So she opened the gate and ran away. Now that happened when he was a young person. Long after that, when he was in his old age, now just look at how whisperings of shaitan. Now when he was in his old age, now the whispering of shaitan started in his heart. Said, oh Hakim Tirmizi, when you were a young person, you had youth, you had beauty, you were handsome, you had everything going for you. And at that time, this pretty woman was inviting you. then why did you jump the wall? Why did you hurt yourself and injure yourself? You should have just fulfilled your evil desire and then made tawbah from it. Allah Ta'ala would have made you maaf. The moment this kind of thought came into his heart, he started making astaghfirullah and tawbah and crying and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. That, oh Allah, have you destroyed all my good deeds? All these years of my life, all the good deeds that I was doing, have you wiped out everything? What has happened? When I was young, when I was fit and healthy, when I had everything going for me, at that time I restrained myself. Whereas that was the time that I could have been trapped in this web of shaitan and fulfilled her evil desire. But at that time I restrained myself and I ran the first time. And the second time I jumped the wall. And now when I'm in old age, this kind of thought is coming, that why didn't you just fulfill her evil desire at that time and made tawbah after? So I am ashamed of this thought that's coming into my mind. And if you have destroyed and wiped out all my good deeds, then what will happen to me? So he was inspired, or in the dream he saw somebody telling him, but he was inspired, that Hakim Tirmizi, you don't have to worry. Now this is not the Imam Tirmizi, whose Tirmizi Sharif we do. So he said, Hakim Tirmizi, you don't have to worry. The thing is that when you had that desire, or when you were being seduced at that time, when you were being invited and called towards that haram, then at that time you were closer to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the barakat of that time, it was because of the barakat of that time and your piety that you got saved. Allah Ta'ala saved you, Allah Ta'ala saved you because you were closer to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That means if you look at it, now he was in his 70s, 80s and he's getting this thought, and that time he was 15, 16. So he said, that time you were closer to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what brought this incident to mind, that I was telling you that khayrul qarni qarni khayrul quruni qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. So as the times were closer to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even by 1 year, by 1 day, by 20 years, by 50 years, so there was barakat. We all know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to Makkah Mukarram, when he was given the crown of prophethood, like that he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was bayn al ma'i wa tween. But we don't expect removing cars now, we expect everybody to park properly and come. ND43076, you are like parked in front of somebody's driveway, please go and remove it. 43076, 484NHR and NPN940. Please go and remove these cars immediately. So there was barakat, as we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came amongst the people in Makkah Mukarramah, at that time what was it? Drinking, gambling, adultery, fornication, stealing, all kinds of crime that you can think of. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives them invitation towards deen. Some people accept, some reject. Those who accept, they get punished, beaten, persecuted, tortured. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam continues. Then they make hijrat, come to Madina Sharif. Then after some time, in the 8th year, Makkah Mukarramah is conquered. And when it is conquered, after the conquest of Makkah, then Islam starts spreading very, very fast, and the whole of Arabia, in a short time, everybody is a Muslim. Now if you look at that society, that's what I was trying to bring you to, that society now finished, it was all pure, clean, everybody with a purified heart, radiyallahu anhum wa radwan, everybody. Allah pleased, they pleased with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala pleased with them. So that time, there was full of barakat. So therefore, those people who say, they are to an extent correct when they say that there was a lot of barakat in that time. So therefore, it was easier to practice at that time, and there was more rahmat, more barakat in those Ramadans that came at that time. So that we acknowledge that indeed there was more rahmat, more barakat at that time. But at the same time, It does not mean that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala since that time has reduced the amount of rahmat that He sends down in the month of Ramadan or in the night of Qadr. Now because the time, we are far away from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So there is no such thing that Allah Ta'ala now reduced that rahmat, that barakat, that maghfirat, that forgiveness, that mercy, those rains that used to pour in the night of Qadr, in the night of majesty and blessing. There's no question that now Allah Ta'ala suddenly ran short in His treasures. So therefore He reduced the supply of His rahmat and blessings in the night of Qadr in our time, because it's now more than 1400 years. So therefore, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how long Na'uzubillah is going to keep on giving us so much of rahmat and barakat? So He reduced it. That is exactly what I tell to the people that go to Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. They say, now we go there and, but we come back empty because of lots of fitnas that are there now in the hotel rooms, in the foyers, in the bazaars and in the shopping complexes and in the malls. They say we are getting more mauled now than before. So you say, if you're getting mauled, whose problem is that? Allah Ta'ala hasn't reduced His rahmat in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. Has it been mentioned anywhere? Lower the volume a little bit. Has it been mentioned anywhere in any kitab that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in these days of fitna, He will now give you the sawab of 50,000 in Makkah Sharif because you are far away from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala has now reduced it. All those haji sahibs that will go now, they will get 50%. And as you go along, then they will get 25%. And after that, nothing. Does it mention anywhere? If a person goes today also there to Makkah Sharif, he gets the sawab of 100,000. One Quran Sharif khatam 100,000. Two rakats namaz 100,000 namaz sawab. So everything is 100,000. Madina Sharif according to some riwayat 50,000. So that is still there. There's nothing that has been decreased from that. So why must we lose hope? Yes, what we can say is that we haven't polished our heart enough to receive that. We haven't put our receivers right to receive. If a person hasn't got any tank to receive the waters of the rain, a person hasn't got any pool that is ready to receive the water, they haven't got any dams that are built to receive the water, then what's going to happen? That water will go to waste. If they haven't built any dams, you haven't got any tanks. In those days when there was no water on tap, then what we used to do? We used to have tanks. Rainwater used to fill in there and they used to use that water. So if a person hasn't got any tank, he hasn't got any pool, he hasn't got any dam or reservoir, so then the rain will fall. But just that, he hasn't made the arrangement to retain that water. So it will all go to waste. So if a person has to go to Niagara Falls or he goes to Victoria Falls, there's plenty of water there, billions of liters of water. But if a person has got his bucket upside down, then nothing is going to fill up inside there. So Makkah, Madina, Sharif is still the same. Now it just depends on how we go there and what do we do there. If we've got our tanks, we've got our receivers, we've got everything right, then there's no shortage even today. The person's heart will fill up with that nur. But if we're going to spend our time in shopping complexes, and if we're going to spend our time in gossiping, and we're going to spend our time just in the hotel foyers and glued to all the programs on the TVs there, so then you blame ourselves. We do not blame anybody else. So like that, this month of Ramadan, there is no question of Allah Ta'ala now, because we are more than 1400 years away from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time. So therefore Allah Ta'ala is now reduced the volume of rains of rahmat that pour in these Mubarak nights. It's the same. Now, it's only a question of what is the condition of our receivers. Now it's a time of technology. Everybody is talking about receivers and about other kinds of technology. There's radio stations and everything. There's so much of different technology. But if they don't have the receiver's right, then can you receive anything? We won't receive anything. The only thing we may receive is a call from the receiver of revenue. Otherwise, we don't receive much calls up. So receiving depends on how we have made our hearts. What is the condition of our hearts? So this is a Mubarak night. It is the 21st night. Rains of Rahmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will pour in this night. Whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, but it's the 21st night. And it could be Laylatul Qadr. The night that we really make Qadr of will be Laylatul Qadr. So there is no decrease in that rains of Rahmat, in that volume. So that is why we make this Zikrullah. And that is why we do this Muraqabah of Maut. On the Thursday nights, generally we have a Zikr Majlis. So this is the purpose. It's not that just Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and that's the end of everything. A person can make plenty of Tasbihat and plenty of Zikrullah. But if he hasn't polished his heart with the Zikrullah, so then he'll get some sawab, but that won't be sufficient. The purpose of that is to polish the heart so much through the Zikrullah to remove that rust and shine that heart. Let that noor and tajalli of Allah Ta'ala come into that heart so that his whole life is Zikrullah. If he has polished his heart through the Zikrullah, that is why Muraqabah of Maut we do. What it means is that now you think a little of our death. That's the break. That's of new brothers here. It's a break. That we are always tempted. Do this, do that, do that. Lots of wrong things shaitan tempts us. Our nafs tempts us. So at that time, which break we going to use? All the trucks, all the buses, all the cars and scooters and everything has a break. If they don't have a break, you won't be allowed on the national highway. Because you're going to cause accidents. So they must have brakes. Everything must have a break. So this remembrance of Maut is a break. That when the moment the person is tempted to commit some kind of sin, I've mentioned many times in my Zikr Majlis programs, that when the person is tempted to commit some sin, there's a beautiful woman, he wants to commit some fornication or adultery, or the person wants to steal, or he wants to go to the casino or disco or rave club or pop drugs in his mouth, then just before he engages his gear to move, he must check if the brakes are good and slam the brake. And if he's traveling on the highway, he must slam the brake. In other words, if he's moving in the direction, then he must slam the brake with this remembrance of death. What if, and believe me, so many people have written to me, not only from here local, even from England, America, and one brother wrote from Australia, different people, they send SMSs, letters, emails. They say, well, we heard your program, what if program. And they call it what if program. So first I was just wondering, what's this what if program? So then as they explains after that, the talk in which you said what if. So what is that what if? That what if is that when you are tempted to commit any kind of sin, then just ask yourself one simple question. What if my death comes in this state? That's all. What if? And finish, stop. Will anybody like to die committing adultery, watching some porn site on the internet, which is destroying our youth and even adults? Will anybody like to die popping drugs in the mouth? Will anybody like to die caught stealing? While the person was just stealing, and the angel of death took away his soul, would anybody be happy with that kind of death? Would anybody be happy with adultery, fornication? In fact, at that time, the iman also doesn't stay there. La yazni zani heena yazni wa huwa mu'min. The explanations have been given. One of it is this, that at that time, that iman also comes out of the person, and hovers above him. While he's committing the act, the iman is also not. Now, if death comes in that state, and hasn't death come to so many people in that state, when the tsunamis came, and when other kind of disasters struck, and when the hotels went underground in Turkey and other places, how many of those hotels, there was a lot of zina, that was taking place. Now in that state if they went, so then what? So therefore we say, what if? So the purpose of this zikrullah is that. That zikrullah removes the rust from the hearts. Just as for everything there is a rust remover. When rust catches, there's some kind of remover for that rust. Or there is anything else too, we always say there's something to remove the dirt. So like that, for this dirt that has clogged our hearts. Like when the arteries get clogged, then fresh oxygenated blood does not move into all parts of the body. And therefore the person suffers heart attack and many other things, or angina pains and all. But that is not much of a problem. At the most, he'll end up in the qabristan. He'll become a candidate for the graveyard. At the most, that's what will happen. But if the spiritual arteries are clogged, I've mentioned this many places, then that person is going to be disaster. This world also, in the qabr also, in the akhirat also. So to remove that dust and to remove that dirt, which is of sins clogging our arteries, our spiritual arteries. So for that we have zikrullah majlis. As far as the method is concerned, I've explained many times that there is no such thing as only one method. And then we become so hard and fast on that method that every other person we condemn and criticize and tease and ridicule and consign him to hellfire. There is no way they mention that you must make like this and you must make like that. There is mention of zikrullah in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith Sharif. As far as the method is concerned, it's a question of experience of the different mashayikh. If only we know that, in all other things too, that is experience of the mashayikh, experience of the ulama, experience of those who are making islah of the ummah, that if you make a person do this in a certain manner for a certain period of time, within the confines of Sharia, of course, that's important. Then that person will make some spiritual progress. He will come out from the doldrums. He will have his heart spiritually lit up, is their experience. So therefore they prescribe that read so much of this, do it in this manner, sit in this manner, do that. But that is not hard and fast rules. It's not Quran Sharif. It's not farz, wajib, sunnah, nothing like that. It's just like the medication of the doctor. I've mentioned many times, it's like the medication of the doctor. That the doctor tells you, take this prescription, drink this medicine 3 times a day, 3 spoons, morning, afternoon, evening, this time of the day, that time of the night. Now if every patient says, please Dr. Saab, which Bukhari Sharif hadith you are quoting, I must take your medication 3 times a day. If every patient has to ask him for Bukhari Sharif hadith, that he must take 3 times a day that medication, will that patient get cured? Is the experience of the doctor that this medication, if taken in this quantity, then it is going to give cure. Or it will be a remedy for the person. So now the doctor is also not saying that this is a Bukhari Sharif hadith, or he is saying sunnah or mustahab or faraz. Yes, the day the doctor says that this medication is farz, it's wajib, it's sunnah. So then we will ask for dalil, that where is it stated that it is farz, wajib and sunnah. So this program that we have, this is the whole purpose, that through zikrullah majlis, we polish our hearts. We all have learned how to shine our cars. In the cars we want to keep it shiny. Our shoes we want to make sure that it is polished well. Our clothes must be the best. Our homes, everything we want the best. So just like that, we must also aspire for the best of hearts also. Just as we are so desirous that our garments, our clothes, our car, our watch and our cell phone and everything must be the latest and the best. So like that, don't we also need the best hearts? Now when will we have the best heart is when we are going to remove all the jealousy, malice, greed, pride, arrogance. Look at the amount of jealousy, look at the amount of arrogance, look at the amount of pride that we have in our hearts. A little bit of ibadah, zikr, tilawat, and we consider ourselves to be Junaid Baghdadi, Bayezid Bustami. They say that sometimes we think that we are Bayezid, so we're not even like Yazid. So therefore we have to be very much concerned that we must not leave this world in a state that our hearts were not purified. Nobody can have a perfect heart. That's only the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But the awliya, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, means the mehfooz. The Anbiya are masoom. The awliya are mehfooz, protected. So if the awliya are mehfooz and protected, so it means that Allah ta'ala has given that capacity, that power to every Muslim, because Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So Allah Ta'ala is the wali of the mu'mineen, takes them out from the darkness towards light, brings them into light. So as far as the door of nubuwwat is concerned, it is closed. No Nabi came or will come after Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But is it mentioned anywhere in the Quran Sharif or Hadith Sharif that all the doors of wilayat to become a wali of Allah Ta'ala, those are also shut and closed? The doors of wilayat are open. Till the day of Qiyamah it will remain open. All that is required is that the person must have iman and amal-e-salih. He must have iman and righteous deeds and is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So this zikr program that we have, this is the purpose, that slowly when the person keeps on making zikr, but not so much that he gets dehydrated. There must be some limit, some quantity, which is prescribed. Otherwise the person can sometime overdo it. When he's getting some kind of enjoyment and hal, then he goes above board and then he can even get dehydrated. So there must be some limit also. Because we do not have the strength of the people of the past. If somebody takes the prescription that was given 200 years ago, 300 years ago, for people who used to get constipation. Now those days, if a person got constipation, the prescription that was given was very harsh. Because they used to eat good food, they should do a lot of exercise, they were tough and they were strong. So those prescriptions were also like that. But if somebody has to take that prescription today and say this helped somebody 200 years ago, he is to take in this quantity. So what's going to happen to him? So like that, our time, we do not have that kind of strength, that kind of mental power. Our minds are clouded with so much of worldly worries. Physically also, we don't have that kind of strength anymore. So therefore, mashayikh in these days, don't talk about 10,000, 5,000, couple thousand. There's a limited quantity that is prescribed, but do it properly. Let the quality be right, let the quantity be right, and then see how it benefits. So that is the purpose, that through the zikrullah, the person polishes his heart, and then he will go into the business, he will be a good Muslim. The person will travel, he will be a good Muslim. The person will eat, he will drink, he will marry, he will bring up his children. He will do everything that a balanced, normal person does. Those who went mad is those who went on to extremes. Otherwise, you don't go mad in this. You remain very, very balanced. And that is the only way that the person will be able to then attract others also towards Islam. So that is the purpose of this muraqabah of maut and zikrullah. Otherwise people say, why do we keep repeating this? So this is the purpose of repeating it. We repeat the water, we repeat breathing in the fresh air, and we repeat so many other things every day. So for our physical body we repeat so many things. So for our spiritual body, don't we have to repeat certain things? And now scientifically also they come into the same thing, meditation. They will call it different names. But it's coming to the same thing. So that is the only thing that will relax your mind. They'll say, relax your mind. And we say it gives you sukoon, it gives you peace, it gives you tranquility. We get the best of both worlds. Drugs cannot give you that kind of sukoon. It's just a temporary thing. It just puts the person on a high. Then he must increase the quantity until he becomes a madman. Zikrullah, it gives you sukoon in the heart. Ala fi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Itminan of qalb is in zikrullah alone. But as I said, zikrullah is not only subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Remembrance of Allah. All times the person is conscious that my Allah is watching. My Allah is watching and my life is in His control. The ground on which I walk is in His control. My health, my wealth, everything is in His control. Whose control is it? Can anybody say that this house I bought and I put a big, or this land I bought and I put a big palace, so now this everything belongs to me? Does the ground belong to Him? If Allah Ta'ala shakes that ground a little bit, will they be able to stop it? So that is the reason that we have this majlis. As far as the virtues of zikrullah are concerned, there's so much, volumes have been written. Volumes. So we go back to Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's, Tu Barae Bandagi Hai Yaad Rakh. Tu Barae Bandagi Hai Yaad Rakh. Bahre Sar Afgandagi Hai Yaad Rakh. Varna Pir Sharmindagi Hai Yaad Rakh. Chand Roza Zindagi Hai Yaad Rakh. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Remember, he says that you have been created for bandagi. We are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. We are the bandas of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala Himself has declared in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I haven't created jinn and ins except for the purpose of worship. And that is worship, not just making subhanallah, alhamdulillah. So the purpose of worship means complete submission to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's will and desire. As shown by Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, whether it's in the business, whether it's at home, whether it's in marriage, whether it's walima, in anything. بحر سرف گندگی ہے یاد رکھ ورنہ پھر شرمندگی ہے یاد رکھ He said, otherwise there's going to be شرمندگی When the angel of death is going to come, then the person will say, Hi, I wasted my life, I wasted my time. What did I get in all that which I did all my life? Take a person who has been watching all his life porn sites and watching haram and he's been drinking and gambling and fornicating and doing every kind of thing which he thought he was enjoying. Now what does he have to show that he has got as his assets at the time of death? Has he got some assets? Has he got some capital? Or has he lost all his capital? The person has lost all his capital. That valuable, precious time and health and opportunities that Allah Ta'ala had given to him, he's lost all that. Eat, drink, He make use of the things of this world, enjoy the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Only thing, stay away from sins. So those who are pious, righteous, they've got taqwa, they too do the same thing. They eat, drink, they do everything, but they stay away from sins. So now they have got a capital. At the time of death, they will have a huge capital to their credit. Even in this world, the person, say if you have two people that are on the beachfront, Or one person is on the beachfront, he put up a big tent there, and he puts there that he's a bigger. That he's got all these things to his credit, drinking, gambling, this, that, that. And there's another person who's got another tent somewhere. And that person doesn't put any bond, but he's a very pious person, Allah wala. He's got namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ibadat, tilawat, zikr in his life. Now if a person wants to have somebody to make dua for him, Now, will anybody say, go to that tent there, that person who's got that board there, that is a master in gambling and drinking and fornication, adultery, and he's got so much to his credit. Now go there and ask him to make dua. Will anybody go there? Yet we do not know what could be the state of that person. We mustn't look down upon anybody. Allah only knows in what state the person will die. But I'm talking about as an example from outward, if a person sees two tents like that, Where will he go for dua? He say, look at that man there, Allah mashallah, he's got a white beard, he's got some noor on his face, he's got some taqwa in his life, he's got some namaz, roza, so let's ask him to make dua. So even in this world, Allah Ta'ala gives respect. سو تو برائے بندگی ہے یاد رکھ، ورنہ پھر شرمندگی ہے یاد رکھ، چند روزہ زندگی ہے یاد رکھ، ادروائز اٹس گوئنگ ٹو بی شرمندگی، دی پرسن ول ریگریٹ وائی ڈیڈ آئی ویسٹ مائی ٹائم، وائی ڈیڈ آئی انگیج ان سچ کائنڈ آف ایکٹیویٹیز وچ از برنگنگ می ناؤ نتھنگ بٹ ندامت اینڈ شیم، اینڈ اٹ از ٹو لیٹ. Once the angel of death visits the person, then it is too late. You can't say, now give me some respite, give me some chance. They will say, Ya Allah, send us back so that we will do some good deeds and all. Allah Ta'ala will say, Kalla, never. So finish, time is up, time is up. That is why we have this majlis, so that we may be conscious that death is lurking behind us. So therefore, let us not engage in those activities, those sins, those vices and evils, which Allah forbid, Allah protect. If khuda na khasta death has to come, then that person will suffer embarrassment, and not only he, but with him, together with him, his family, his children, everybody will suffer embarrassment. The way this person's death came. One person died in the wild coast one day. In the wild coast he died. So now the family was so concerned how to cover up that this person died there. So we bring embarrassment upon the person also. On Eid day, one undertaker told me that on Eid day he was called out, that in one of the escort agencies a person collapsed. He collapsed, had a heart attack. So his body was picked up there on Eid day. On Eid day, in Bangladesh, in the cinema, 200 people burned to death. So therefore, we do not know where death will come. Live a nice life, comfortable life. Stay away from sins. The person can walk anywhere with his chest out. Nothing to fear. No fear at all. Now, the person who's watching porn sites, he's got some kind of fear. The person who's in adultery, he's got some kind of fear. Because we are Muslims, so we can't be fearless, unconcerned. There must be some fear. So where is the enjoyment then in those sins? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Therefore we say, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. One day we have to leave this world. Finally there's going to be death. Do whatever you want to do, whatever you wish to do. Finally, it's going to be death. So that's the break I'm talking about. It doesn't mean a person must just read tasbih of death whole day. He must enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, be normal, be balanced, but don't engage in those sins where if suddenly death comes, then finish. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. It's a very strange kind of visa, this visa of life. When Allah Ta'ala cancels it, nobody knows. Aur usme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin, aur miyad uski nahi maloom. Extension impossible. Duration of time of this visa of life unknown. What kind of visa? Unknown duration of time. And no extension possible. So let us make the best of the life that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, jalla jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے اللہ Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah, most generous, most kind, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, 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 Allah. Forgive each and every one of us this Mubarak night of the 21st of Ramadan. My beloved Allah, in such a large gathering, where there are the old, the young, the little children, the weak, the sick. My beloved Allah, so many women folks listening over the receivers. When your rains of rahmat are pouring, Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment, you are watching us. My Allah, you are watching us. You are listening to us. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. We are ashamed of the sin that we committed in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. Our youth, my beloved Allah, you are well aware what we did. Our old age, you are well aware. My beloved Allah, every part of our life is before you. You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. You have witnessed everything, my beloved Allah. You could have seized us there and then when we were committing sins. My beloved Allah, how merciful you are. How kind you are. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you gave us so much to eat and drink. You did not snatch away our sight and our hearing and our speech. You did not paralyze us, my beloved Allah. You gave us opportunities upon opportunities to make tawbah and return to you. We are therefore extending our begging bowls before you. Forgive each and every one of us our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies. Shaitan wants to see us dragged down the gutters of embarrassment, shame and disgrace. You want to give us a life of happiness, contentment, satisfaction, peace, tranquility. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Open the floodgates of your rahmat tonight for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Don't deprive anyone, my beloved Allah, of the mubarakness of these nights. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. My beloved Allah, bless us with spiritual shifa and physical shifa. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in suffering journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. those who have children and the children are gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Protect us and safeguard us from borrowing on interest and giving on interest. Save us from the casinos and the discos and the cinemas and the theaters and the clubhouses and adultery and fornication. It brings nothing but destruction, brings nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries. My beloved Allah, give us the himmat, the courage, the strength to come out of all these weaknesses. Oh, my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den or any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of the ummah around the globe. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe, whether it's of AIDS or famine or drought or whatever it may be. My beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the corruption, mischief, fitnas that he asked for protection, especially that of the Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't call us to account for our doings. Cause us to cross pull Sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, with great hope we have raised our begging bowls before you. You are Kareem, you are Rahim. My beloved Allah, your treasures are unlimited. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill all the good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering, sicknesses, diseases and problems of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, on this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, with your fazl and kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulties, the hardships and problems. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب